Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Listen to Philosophy Talk every Tuesday at noon on KSJE 90.9 FM, Farmington. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, the 17th day of July, 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air right here in San Juan County in Durango, Colorado. We broadcast, of course, at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet and want to listen in, just go to our website, of course, ksje.com. We also want to welcome our viewers who are joining us this morning because this is a visual radio station. The video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and our YouTube channel. So welcome aboard, everyone. We're glad that you are with us this morning, because coming up, we're going to be talking about what else? The Connie Mack World Series. It starts later on this week. We'll get all the details from my guests this morning, so stay tuned for that. Our conversation begins in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then coming up later on this hour, we'll check in on technology with our Monday reboot segment. I'll be talking with Lewis Campbell at 8:50 a.m. right here on the station. Next hour, of course, classical music, roving with the arts with Mick Hess at 9:06. And don't forget, of course, we invite you to connect with us on Twitter and on Instagram, in addition to Facebook and YouTube. And if you're a podcast person, this program, as well as many others, become podcasts. You can check them out and listen to them probably where you're already listening to podcasts. Places like iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Google Podcasts and Pandora. The list goes on and on and on. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is 71 degrees already this morning. Sunshine, of course, and we are expecting another sunny and hot day today with a high temperature reaching, gosh, about 103 degrees today. Sunny again tomorrow with a high of 100 forecast for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Bit of a break on Friday by 1 degree with a high of 99 on Friday, and Saturday, 98 forecast for Sunday, and overnight lows in the mid-60s. Back with my guest to talk Connie Mack World Series right after this. JE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. KSJE is supported by Music in the Mountains, a world-class classical music festival based in Durango, Colorado, offering orchestra, chamber, and world music concerts from July 6th through July 30th. This year, the concerts come to you with free mobile stage performances in the region, plus other unique venues throughout the area. Find out more at musicinthemountains.com. Back in Studio A with my guest this morning to talk about, of course, the 2023 Connie Mack World Series. We are pleased to have with us in the studio Mark Varley, the general chairman for this year's World Series. Welcome back. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Scott.
Good to have you here. Casey Snyder is also here with us. She is trying to keep track of all the host families for the Connie Mack World Series. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Welcome back. And also we have Johnny Curry here, who is the vice chairman of the Connie Mack World Series. So Johnny, great to have you here.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Good morning
to KSJE, everybody. Chairman Varley, let me talk to you first about the series and how things are shaping up. I know you look calm, and I assume that's just like a duck on the water, right? Your feet are paddling furiously.
It's not calmness, it's exhaustion.
Is that what it is this morning? I gotcha.
It's pure exhaustion.
Okay, but things are ready to go.
It's coming. It's, yes.
Okay.
I mean, Thursday the players get here, and
yes,
what we got is what we got. So, but yeah, all the committees, thumbs up. They're doing a great job. We'll have the parade on Friday, and then right into pool play, and
Off we go.
A lot of baseball.
Off we go. And the teams this year, we were talking before we came on the air this morning a little bit. We've got some new teams, some old favorites coming back, and run through some of the teams for us.
Yeah, so we got our usual auto bids, you know, the Midland, D-Bet, and SoCal. Got a couple of more other teams from Texas, two from Oklahoma, and then one from the northern country of Canada will be joining us this year.
So it's an international World Series. It is a World Series this year, so that's great. The Oklahoma team's not Enid, though, again. They're not coming back, right?
No, Enid didn't. In fact, Enid got beat by this team in the championship of that qualifier.
So. Okay. Yeah, very, very cool. Yeah. So, excellent. Johnny Curry, let me ask you a little bit about the makeup of the teams and the baseball that we're going to see. Of course, it's always great baseball at the World Series. That's why we get all the scouts here that kind of take a look at some of these players, right?
Yeah, we actually have a scout committee that arranges scouts to come and watch the players. Of course, a lot of these players have already been talking to colleges, to recruiters, and some of them
already
are
already committed.
To play, and shoot, we've actually lost one or two players here and there during the middle of the tournament to go up to the bigs and play. And so, a lot of talent, always a lot of talent.
Very true. And we hear great stories about the players that maybe make it up to the bigs that started or played here in Farmington in a couple summers or one summer, and kids that met them and kids that have their autographs are just thrilled to be able to follow their careers, right, and just see how they're doing today.
Right, and then with the along with that,
yes,
foster families, families create just a long-lasting relationship with the players, and you hear stories, and I'm sure Casey can tell us more about it, but hear stories about families communicating with players even through their retirement, professional retirement, and it's really a special thing.
No kidding. It really is. And that's a unique part of the Connie Mack World Series are the host families. Casey Snyder, great transition. Johnny Curry, thank you very much for setting that up for me. Let me come to you and ask about the families and the relationships that they make with these players year in, year out, right? It's a big deal.
Yeah. So we have some families that have been over 20 years hosting players, and they do it to meet new players every year, but it's because of what happens during that week. You become like a big family. And I know that sounds like, how can that happen in one short week? But it does. Like, I talk to probably 70% of my players still. I think this is close to my 10th year, 9th year, something like that. But the memories, you go on forever and ever. One of my girlfriends and I drove down to Lubbock to watch one of my OSU players play Texas Tech. I had players from both sides. We were gone for 48 hours.
Wow.
Just to see them play.
Right.
And it was just, you know, the memories you make is worth a lifetime.
And you were rooting for both sides.
I was. I actually had a shirt divided.
Good for you.
So,
right.
Yeah.
You have to. And for the kids, I imagine your kids get a big kick out of having players in the house and being able to rub elbows with them and see how they do in their future careers and things, right?
It's almost like you need a countdown calendar in your house, because my kids are like, how many more days? How many more hours? When are they going to be here? What time do they get in? I mean, and I know I'm not the only household like that, but it's like they get, you know, 2, 3, and 4 new big brothers in their house for a week. So, you know, they're wrestling, playing video games, eating too much, putting a boombox on their shoulder and walking down to the park and dancing. I mean, it's just so many fun memories.
Right. Very true. And I know there's always a need for more foster families on your list to call upon when the need is there. Is that still the situation?
Yeah. So, I mean, I tell people it's a big puzzle. And what I mean by that is, if a new family comes in, we're not going to turn them down. That might mean a family said that they would take 4 or 6 or 5, might drop down to only having 3 players. And that's, you know, on the checkbook, that's helpful. So when people say, are we good? Sure, we're good, but we'll always take more.
Right. And for a family, I mean, if they can only maybe fit comfortably 1, is that still okay?
You have to have at least 2 in the house.
2.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay. But that'll work.
Yeah.
2 could work.
Yep.
Okay. Very good. Excellent. And Mark Varley, coming back to you a little bit, this is the host families and some of the other things that we're talking about. This is what makes the tournament so special, I think, right? I don't think this happens in a lot of other places than Farmington, New Mexico.
Well, no. I mean, first off, when these teams that come in here, they've been traveling around to tournaments all summer long, but those tournaments are usually 3 or 4 days, so they stay in hotels. So it's very unique that they come to a location and they're going to be here for 10 days. I mean, they certainly don't get parades at those other things. This is a very special place, and the foster family element of it is key to being able to do this tournament over an extended period of time. I mean, if you didn't have the foster families and you told teams come in here for 8 to 10 days, and by the way, you're going to be in a hotel, a lot of them wouldn't come because financially they just can't afford that.
Right.
So
very true.
Yeah, it's a very significant piece of the Connie Mack World Series.
Keeps it affordable, and it really is a community event too. We talk about the parade, which we'll talk about in a moment, but even the entry, the team arrivals, right? I mean, who else gets a police escort when they hit the city limits? So that still happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. They'll the police will hook up with them out there at around the fairgrounds, and they escort them all the way into town. So a lot of these players, when they arrive at the Civic Center downtown, their head is already spinning. They're like, oh my gosh, this is just over the top.
So, and you keep piling on things like that too, because I imagine for some of them, when they get to the park, that's maybe a bigger ballpark than they played in their careers.
Well, and not just, I mean, it's probably pretty standard size or whatever, but I mean, when you walk into Ricketts Park, I played college baseball, and that field is nicer than 90% of the fields I ever played on in college. It's phenomenal. Doug Abbe, I mean, that he's just over the top with that field. He is absolutely loves that place. He puts so much time into there. In fact, we were out at the field, on Saturday. We were doing some stuff on Saturday as a board, and Doug Abbe was replacing the pitching rubber on the mound because it wasn't quite right.
Little something off.
Yeah.
So now it's perfect for the World Series.
I mean, it's a phenomenal facility. The kids, when they come in and they see that, are just awestruck. I mean, it is an absolute incredible facility to play baseball on.
Right, yeah. Right. It's really a community event, too, as we've been talking about. All these folks that make this possible, the city, the Connie Mack World Series, of course, the ABC, all these folks that come together to make this happen year in, year out. And this is now year number 58?
Yep.
Of the World Series hosted here in Farmington, right?
Correct.
58? So there you go. And so talk to me about the parade. Let's talk. We hear it's going to be a little bit, probably bigger parade, right?
Yeah, Rachel Tillman is our parade committee chairman, person, whatever you want to call them. And she puts that all together. And she said that it looks like that it's probably going to be a little bigger this year. A few more entrants, which is nice. The players will still be walking because of the renovation that we had downtown, which I think, from what I'm hearing from coaches, players, and spectators, I think they like that a lot better because the players can actually, walk over, interact with the fans. So I think that's been kind of an unexpected thing that's happened with the parade that people really like.
Right.
Yeah.
Very true. Excellent. And I want to plug that this year KSJE is going to be video streaming the parade for the first time ever. So folks that can't be here, maybe family members of teams that are from out of town who can't come to Farmington, will be able to watch the parade at home. So that's a new thing this year that we're glad to be able to do, as well as broadcasting, of course, all the games from Ricketts Park. And the games begin Friday afternoon, I think, right?
Right. Pool play will start Friday afternoon. We use the three venues. So there's Ricketts, Worley Field over there on Butler and 30th, and then the sports complex out there at Pinon Hills and La Plata. All games will start on Friday at 2:30, and then the second game at the complex in Worley will be at 5:30. And then the second game at Ricketts will be at 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, we start at 8 a.m. in the morning, I think. So it's 8 a.m., 11, and then 2:30 and 5:30 at the sports complex in Ricketts, or at Worley, and then again 7 o'clock at Ricketts,
right,
for the pool play.
For the pool play.
Yep.
And that kind of determines the standings in the official bracket, right? As then the World Series gets underway. That's kind of what this is all about.
They basically have a 1 through 4 in each pool play, and then when they go to put the bracket together, it's 1 versus 4s and 2 versus 3s. AABC takes care of all of that.
Right.
I don't need anything else on my plate.
True. That is very true. Very true. Johnny Curry, I want to come back to you a little bit about opening ceremonies and things along that line. Always a great time to see all the teams and all the umpires and all the other folks that are there to get ready for the World Series. It really is a nice thing to be at the park.
It really is. And Devin Neely is our MC, correct?
Right.
Yeah, good. And he does a great job, gets everybody excited and ready to go, and kind of a parade of the teams as they come around the field and get to see the color of the uniforms and what they look like and how large they are, and larger than life sometimes it seems. But, so that happens, Sunday night. And, it's a great way to start.
Right.
Great way to start.
Right. Very true. So that'll be after the pool play is all done. Is that the idea? Then
Yeah, we do the opening ceremonies will be in between the first and the second game of bracket play on Sunday night.
As bracket play starts.
Yep.
On Sunday. Got it. Very good. Casey Snyder, I want to come back to you a little bit about host families and just from your experiences, what's your favorite part of having these players in your homes? Is it just the amount of food they eat every tournament that you're amazed by, or what are some of the things that amaze you every year?
Definitely the food intake, for sure.
Right.
It's always the smallest guy that eats the most, right? It's probably my kids and like just seeing how excited they are to have these players there. And going to each game, like my kids have sports, they have all their own stuff, but this week is the week for Connie Mack. Like we kind of stop everything, and my kids are at every game cheering louder than anyone else. They get all their friends together, and the great part is I talk to these new coaches that come in and I'm like, it's not your average tournament. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, no, it really isn't. And they'll tell me, oh, I have a couple players that want to stay with their parents. And I'm like, they sure can. It's their choice. I said, but they will miss out. And I tell them, to stay with host families, it's like the most positive thing they can do. Every player, at least on our side, our team, that ends up staying with their parents, 2 days in, they're like, do you think I could stay with you? Or do you think I could stay with these people? Because they realize what they're being, they're missing out on the barbecues and the cornhole and the, just paintball, whatever you do with them, they're missing out. So it's a huge part of this tournament.
And you have events, I guess, right, planned for the host families and their players? Is that what you're talking about, some of these things? And some of the host families plan their own events with the players that are there?
Yeah, so what we try and do is when we get the host families together, regardless what it looks like, we try and get other friends together or neighbors or people that might like each other, so that they can do barbecues or potlucks. I mean, that's a huge part of how we do it, is because it's a lot of food. So meet at someone's house, do a potluck. We do this breakfast in a bag at one of my friends' houses, and it's like so much fun. You make breakfast in a bag over those big pots boiling water, and it's like an omelet. And one year, one of my players didn't realize that you weren't supposed to put the berries in with the eggs when you're boiling them. So it came out, we're like, what are you doing? He's like, well, you guys told me to cook it. We're like, the berries are the side, put them on the side, just funny things like that.
Yeah. But now he knows.
Now he knows.
Now he's learned, right? Yeah. And maybe he tasted pretty good.
I don't know about that.
Okay. I gotcha. Very good. Now, for folks who are thinking about maybe being a foster family as well, I know there's a little bit of help and other things for the foster families, too, from the tournament or from other sponsors and things like that, so the family doesn't have to absorb all the costs, perhaps, of hosting these boys?
Yes. Yeah, so, I don't know if this is our second or third year, but the Connie Mack committee gives each family with 3 or less, $250. 4 or more, they get $500. just to help with cost, food, gas, whatever it is. But then the community really steps up. Like, so many businesses out there give discounts or buy one, get one free or free, you know. I bet this year we have more sponsors on that side than we probably ever had.
Nice. Well, and that's got to make it nice for the families too, right?
Yes.
That they don't have to absorb all those costs necessarily.
Yes. No, so it's fantastic.
That's a great thing too. Johnny Curry, I want to ask you a little bit about volunteers at the park and just putting all this together with the committee and just putting together the World Series every year. There's a small army of volunteers that make this run as smooth as it does, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I don't know the official number, but gosh, last year I think we were just a little over 200 volunteers.
Right.
And you know, and I was thinking about this morning. You know, I was teasing earlier about Mark looking exhausted, but a lot of people don't realize that the people that you're going to meet during opening ceremonies, the committee members and so forth out on the field, or the executive committee who represent the committee members, of all the volunteers, they have jobs. And they
besides this one?
Right, exactly. And this really is a full-time job. It really is. And it takes, and we're always looking for more. I mean, we can never have enough volunteers because of all the behind the scene things that go on, not just during the tournament. Really, during the tournament, we just kind of sit around. We don't sit around, but we sit around and
I've seen you sit around, but it's all right. You're working,
and we sit around pretty well.
Uh-huh.
But it's more relaxing because all of the work that led into it was work. I mean, since what, October of the previous year, we've been going and going, planning this thing and doing all the things that are necessary to make it happen. So realize that it does take all an army, like you said, of volunteers, and it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is a lot of work, but I think it's a labor of love, wouldn't you say? I don't think you all would be doing it if you didn't love
absolutely.
Being part of this, right?
I mean, you grow up watching the Connie Mack World Series, and people who have sat around you in the stands, you see their kids grow up, and it's just, it's part of our culture here in the San Juan County area. And you know, all of these volunteers that help out grew up in that way, and they wanted to be a part of it even as a young age. So
right, very true. Well, it's definitely attracts, I think, a lot of community members, a lot of sponsors, a lot of volunteers, as we've been talking about, a lot of foster families, host families, and things like that as well. Mark Varley, I know you've got, you're going to be actually auctioning off some seats, box seats, tomorrow.
Yes.
For the World Series, right? And I want to get some details on that from
right.
you.
Right. So, unfortunately, with the power plant closure and Public Service Company of New Mexico, or PNM, turned back a tremendous amount of their seats. which included two sets of box seats that we will be auctioning off tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at Ricketts. It'll be a live auction. We're not doing any online bidding, so if you want to bid on the seats, you need to come down to the park. We have Mr. Hatch, who's, I think his first name is Shane, is that correct? The auctioneer at the Cow
mm-hmm.
Palace?
Yes, Shane Hatch.
Shane Hatch,
yeah.
Right.
So
okay.
He's going to be the auctioneer that will be auctioning off the tickets, or the set of tickets, at Ricketts. If you are lucky enough to win that bidding process, those tickets will be yours year after year after year, and you just pay for them online like we do with all the other tickets.
So the seats are reserved for you. You just have to keep paying for them every year for the
correct.
World Series. That's how
right.
it works, right?
And then we have a bunch of seats that are available in the grandstands that P&M turned back. So if you've been, you know, all those years that you didn't get drawn in the lottery, don't miss this year, because there's going to be a lot of tickets given away this year that you'll be able to purchase. So if you want to get into the regular ticket lottery, this is the year to do that.
Okay. A lot more available. The pool
correct.
Is bigger, is
yes.
what you're saying to me. And even I can understand that concept.
Yep.
So that's good to know. But these box seats, there are how many seats in each grouping?
Four seats
per set. They're both on the first base side. One of them is in section one, which is kind of right behind the first base dugout. And then the other one is in section three, which is still on the first base side, but closer down towards home plate. Both sets of seats are fantastic.
And both are going to be auctioned off tomorrow. And
both will be auctioned off tomorrow.
6 o'clock?
6 p.m.
Okay, in person.
In person, Ricketts Park.
Show up, bring your checkbook.
There you go.
And good luck.
Exactly.
Okay, all right, very good. Excellent. Well, excellent. Before we run out of time, I do want to go back to Johnny Curry and ask, I understand that video is the new thing, and maybe there's going to be some more video cameras around for the Jumbotron. Can you talk to us a little bit about that, the extra thing we might see?
Right, you bet. Got a sponsor in...
Haywire? DB Technologies.
DB Technologies have come on board and sponsored the bullpen cameras.
Bullpen cameras.
Yeah, okay. And so the bullpens are situated on either side of the stands. The stands are elevated, and you can't really see what's going on down there. Oh, are they warming up a pitcher now? They should warm up a pitcher. They should warm up a left-hander. You hear that all the time, but never really know what's going on. But now we will. So when there's action in the bullpen, we can flash that up on the Jumbotron, and that's courtesy of DB Technologies.
Nice. Very cool. Well, it's cool to see all the new things that are coming to the Connie Mack World Series, and bullpen cameras notwithstanding. I think it's great. Even radio stations have cameras, so why not bullpens?
Right, exactly.
I mean, it just makes sense how it's going. So it's wonderful. Well, everybody, thank you so much for being here this morning. I really appreciate it. It's an exciting time. We're so proud to be a part of the Connie Mack World Series and broadcast all the games from Ricketts Park beginning on Friday. Of course, we'll be streaming the parade. So thank you all for all the work that you all do with the World Series each and every year. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. You
bet. We'll see you on Friday at the parade.
We'll see you at the parade and at the ballpark. You bet. Thanks, everyone. My guest this morning right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.